Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
Hey there, it's Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com, that lady on the internet who loves you, connecting you to the love that heals so you can love yourself from survive to thrive. How would you like to make your life a little simpler? How would you like to make your life with God simpler? Part of my story is religious trauma, and part of that was suffering underneath a whole lot of legalism. Just part of it. Legalism is oppressive, and there are so many things to do. In the Old Testament, with the people who live in Israel, they call them Jews back then in the Old Testament, they had over 600 laws. Can you imagine trying to follow over 600 laws? Well, when I started following Jesus, I didn't have 600 things to do, but I sure felt a whole lot of, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to do this. And it could be kind of oppressive and hard, and it was. I'm doing a devotional right now by a gentleman named Dallas Willard. Actually, it's not by him, but it's by someone else talking about him. Dallas Willard was a philosopher. He died in 2013. I find how he thinks very intriguing. I've gotten a lot of cool things from Dallas Willard. He has a fresh perspective to me from where I've come from. So they were sharing something in this devotional that came from Dallas Willard. And it was about, it's not what you do, it's what you don't do. I was like, that's interesting. What do you mean by that? It's not what you do, it's what you don't do. And he talked about casting our outcomes on God. I've heard of casting our cares, so this was different. Again, I love Dallas Willard has different ways of doing things. And I love sharing different things with you, because when we think, and if we can see a little bit different, we can do things different. It shakes us up. It reminds me of who I interviewed for my podcast today. He had to do a whole mindset shift like that. And that's what helps us live differently when we change how we think about things. So it's not about what we do, it's about what we don't do. So what was he talking about? He talked about if we live like God exists. Do we live like he exists? Or are we living like he doesn't exist? It's like, oh, that's real interesting. And he went into Psalm 1 and he talked about all the things that it says there that people don't do. You know, if you want to have a flourishing life, this is what you need to not do. You need to not live like God doesn't exist, was basically, he mentioned a bunch of things, but then he boiled it down to one. I love that. It's so simple. One thing. One thing. I can remember one thing. A list of 600? No. 20 things? I'm studying for a test, maybe. But one thing. He said to live like God exists. Do we cast our outcomes on him? We do things that we know to do, but then we can't control the outcome. I can't control other people. I have trouble controlling myself, don't you? We all do sometimes. But we can't control the outcomes. We can do things right and we can do things wrong, but we don't control the outcome. So do we fret about it? Do we worry about it? Do we try to control what we can't control? Or do we give that to God because he knows what's going on? He knows the end from the beginning, and to trust that he's greater than what's going on in our life, and to remember that that he's with us, if we ask him to help us, if we invite him into our life and we live like he's really there and really believe that he is there. God is with me. God is going to help me. And I live my life expecting that. I live like he really exists instead of like he doesn't. If I go off on my own way and I'm doing it all my own way and I never like stop to, hey, God, what do you think about this? Then I'm living like he doesn't exist. But if I'll, you know, converse with him, you know, we call that prayer. And I ask for help or I trust him, I lean into him. There's all different ways how we walk with him. And just like any other relationship, relationships have all different dimensions to them. Do you have a friend and then you don't, you live like they don't exist? That's ridiculous, right? You think about them, you talk to them, they're a part of things and you have a way that you engage them. So it's about living like God exists and not like he doesn't. Because people who live like he doesn't exist, they won't reap the benefits of him being present in their life because they're like not making room for him. I did another episode on this about making room for what we want in our life. I want God in my life. I want to make room for that all the time. So I just thought that was so profound. It's about not what we do, like performance and earning and all those things, but it's about what we don't do. Don't live like God doesn't exist, because he does. And he loves you. And I love you. So until next time, mwah, remember I love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further, so please visit us at danielleburnock.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.